omissions. Weekly Bible readings often teach through the verses left out as much as the verses we read. What can we learn then from Luke 4, 14 to 21, a passage that tells of a time Jesus read from the book of Isaiah and left out significant parts? Jesus read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The scroll of Isaiah continued, "And a day of vengeance to our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirits. They shall be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord, and you shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Because their shame was double and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known." That's from Isaiah 61, second part of 2 to 9. Why would Jesus stop where he did and not go on? Well, because the part that he left out is laced with ideas of vengeance and retribution. And Jesus was not about vengeance and retribution. He was about good news, release, recovery, an end to oppression and God's love and kindness. Not an end to that, but God's love and kindness calls for an uprising to get back at them, run contrary to who Jesus is. Well, you might think, yeah, he just read part of the scroll and then stopped. It's no different than you reading the weekly Bible passage and then stopping without talking about what's next. Well, that's right, sort of. This week's Bible reading stops in the middle of the story. Next week, we're going to pick up the rest of it. For everyone who already read ahead, maybe you did, we'll get to that part. I think Jesus had more of an agenda, though, and it relates directly to what I said just a few seconds ago. Calls for an uprising to get back at them run contrary to who Jesus is. So let's look at what's going on. Jesus began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. The people in the synagogues listened to and respected Jesus' teachings. When he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. See, this wasn't a new thing. It was what Jesus did. He had read from the scrolls before, and he was doing it again. And in the synagogues, those who came to listen, well, not necessarily people who had memorized everything, had some knowledge of the things Jesus was reading about. And they were waiting for the Anointed One to come and to set things right. They were waiting for a warrior to come in and save the day. And so he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he stopped. He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant. He sat down. Everyone looked and waited for what came next. And Jesus said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." What? But you didn't tell us the whole story. Good news to the poor, sure. Release the captives, yes. Recovery of sight to the blind, of course. Let the oppressed go free. We're with you. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Yes. But you're not done. The one we're waiting for is also going to proclaim a day of vengeance for our God. More comfort to the mourning. Return to the ruined cities. The ones who have treated us so badly, being our slaves. The one we're waiting for is going to bring us wealth and glory. We're going to get even with those who have taken our stuff. We're waiting for you to say how bad all the other people are. We're waiting for you to tell us who to hate. We're waiting for you to warn us that we need to put up a barrier to keep the bad people out. We're waiting for you to tell us how much you love us and not them. But Jesus stopped without saying any of that. He was not about revenge or power or wealth and glory. He stopped and told them what was fulfilled. Good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, the oppressed set free, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. What's that? The Lord's favor? It's the time when debts are forgiven, land returned to the original owners, and everyone's starting out the same. It's called the year of Jubilee. It isn't something that has really been practiced anywhere ever, but it is what Jesus proclaimed. He was about people living in harmony with other people, no one wielding power like a weapon and no one hoarding wealth. It's what Jesus proclaimed. All of it is what humanity has failed to do. Are we still looking for a warrior to come and save the day? Or are we willing to live what he taught? Jesus preached the good news, not power and privilege. May we all live and love and grow following Jesus' good ways. Amen.